The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
John Duggan joins us now with the sport. JD, Bows in action in Europe again this evening, while it's been a good day for the Athlone Town women's team.
Yes, good evening, Ciara and Shane. And Bohemians play Balkani of Kosovo in the Conference League second qualifying round. First leg tie, 6 o'clock at Dalyman Park. The Bohemians team is in. Paul Walters in goal, Dara Power, Patrick Hickey, Sam Todd and Jordan Flowers. Dawson Devoy, the captain, Asado Diallo, Ross Tierney, Adam McDonald, Marcus Strods and Colm Whelan.
He's gone for an extra midfielder, so he's obviously bulking up the midfield. But yeah, it'll be a tight match, I suspect.
They've got to a group stage before Balkany, but Bohemians are playing well at the moment.
Yeah. I think Bows will be slight favourites.
Need to bring a lead. To Kosovo.
Yeah, 100%.
Lily Ag in charge of Athlone Town. They beat Skopje 4-0 in the Women's Champions League first qualifying round semi-final today. Yeah, and they'll play now either the Poles, Zarni, Snovyets or Luso from Georgia. By the way, Phil Foden has signed a new 4-year deal at Manchester City. He's committed his future to the club until 2030. Remember, he's left out of the England World Cup squad, the 26-year-old. So 9 years ago, he joined from the academy, Phil Foden. Alejandro Garnacho, is it done to Villa?
Well, it's been reported by one of the leading soccer writers.
Right.
So I think you can take it that it's done. A loan deal first
hasn't really happened for him, I feel, in England, or Alejandro Garnacho. Morgan Rogers obviously going to Chelsea for £117 million from Aston Villa. So obviously they're doing business already. So that's what's happening in the transfer market. But look, a lovely evening for Bohemians to be playing football, and hopefully they'll get the...
Yeah, it's David Ornstein story.
He generally he's
always on
enough.
The money.
Yeah.
Gavi, the Spanish midfielder, does not want Leandro Paredes, the Argentinian player, to be punished for the scenes after the World Cup final, which I think is pretty generous of him, because I think most people would like to see him published.
What's it, the high moral ground or being the bigger man? Is that these are the phrases
you use?
I suppose you feel... If you have the World Cup in your back pocket, you can be magnanimous.
Did you see them on the bus with the kind of, it's almost like a cardboard where they said Gavi versus Paredes, they do a celebrity boxing, and then they threw it into the crowd, Lamine Yamal. And then on the other side of the cardboard was a picture of the little brother. Have you seen the little brother? Lamine Yamal's little half brother. Yeah. I think it's Kenya, I think is his name, or if it might be, but I think it was almost like the Sacred Heart. It was a kind of a funny thing. He's really kind of stole a lot of people's hearts, the little brother, because he's posing with the World Cup trophy there and running around the stadium.
And he was around 2 years ago when they won the European Championships as well. And Yamal brought him onto the pitch. It was very sweet.
So Gavi has said to El Partidazo de Copa, if I got that right, that media outlet, I don't think he should be suspended. I understand it's not a good image for children. I think there's also that side to football, but a bit more physical, a bit more aggressive. The most logical thing would be to send him off during the match. That's it. In the end, I think it's all football. It has to be that way.
I with all due respect to Gavi, and he's been very generous, but I actually think he's wrong. I think FIFA have to come down like a ton of bricks, because the behaviour from Argentina in that final was a disgrace.
Well, Paredes, Nahuel Molina and the Argentine coach Roberto Ayala were all way out of order. I mean, Ayala went on Capital Radio in Valencia today and said he didn't punch Dani Olmo. But if that's not what a punch.
Was it just a melee? Is it like the GAA?
I would call it thuggish behaviour by Argentina's players. I think they did not lose with honour, and they had no class. They turned their backs on the Spanish players when they were receiving the trophy. I thought it was an absolute disgrace. And that word is used so often in such a throwaway manner.
No, it's cheapened, but you're not wrong.
And the gamesmanship the whole way through.
They did not get one VAR intervention in the whole of the tournament on tackles.
Right. When the Chelsea midfielder got sent off and one of the other Argentinian players pretends to be injured and Messi comes along and starts pointing. I mean, everything, it was shocking behaviour.
It was 1990 again. They had this in 1990 with an ageing star and they made a show of themselves in the final.
Yeah.
Against West Germany. Oh, by the way, Monday's my day off and I was ranting about Argentina on social media, pretty much saying what I'm saying now. And I was doing a bit of graffiti on social media when you have nothing else to do. And I posted on X, an absolute classic table quiz question for the future. Who scored the only goal against Spain at the 2026 FIFA World Cup? In my 16 years of tweeting, it's been my most viral tweet. I have no idea why certain things go viral and certain things don't. 2.4 million views.
Wow.
And you're looking at the screen, Domino. It's actually quite frightening. It's quite scary.
What is the name of the Belgian player who scored?
Charles de Catalade. He's from Bruges. He played in Dublin for Atalanta in the Europa League final a couple of years ago. And I've actually gone on to his pronunciation of his own name so I could get it right. But it's very difficult to think to spell. It is a table quiz classic because his name is spelled Charles D-E-K-E-T-E-L-A-E-R-E.
K-E-T-L-A-E-R-E.
Alare.
So it is a classic. But it's just funny. Why does one thing go viral and another thing doesn't?
Yeah.
Timing.
Sorry, one other question. Why was the Spanish goal disallowed against Argentina in extra time? The first.
I have no idea. It just feels that Argentina were getting the rub of the green through the whole tournament.
The rub of the FIFA, maybe, in fact, throughout the whole tournament. JD, the build-up is continuing to Sunday's All-Ireland Senior Football Final between Mayo and Kerry at Croke Park.
Looking at that 1989, Mayo have lost 11 finals. Kerry hot favourites, 75 years since they won the Sam Maguire Cup, Mayo. Their manager, Andy Moran, has dismissed talk that the hype around the team, the brilliant support that they have, has been a negative for them.
Hype never lost a game of football. Like, people getting excited, supporters enjoying themselves, never lost anyone a game of football. And none of my All-Irelands that I partaked in had that anything to do with it. So it's just something that to throw at Mayo. But like I keep saying, Kerry and Dublin have dominated the All-Irelands for 100 years here. Everyone else wins an All-Ireland every now and then. It's not, that's the way it works. And we're going to try to win one. We're going to try to win one next Sunday. And if we're good enough, we will. If we're not, it's got nothing to do with our supporters having a good time, you know.
Maybe he has a point.
Ah, well, he's a class act, Andy Moran, isn't he? He really is. He's a good fella and he's 100% right on that. Do the GAA deserve credit in terms of ticket prices, JD?
I was watching one of the channels, and forgive me for forgetting what the channel was, after the World Cup final, and they were talking to supporters about how much tickets cost. Well, I spent 30,000 for the World Cup final, spent 40,000 here with my family, spent 8,000, spent this thousand. Like, I just thought, this is just...
Those were obscene sums of money for a ticket for anything.
The sport becoming entertainment, and the GAA are charging €100 in for any ticket at the All-Ireland Final at Croke Park on Sunday, where there's generally not a bad seat at Croke Park. I think they deserve significant credit for that. And I would moan about the GAA at times, about GAA Plus and these kind of things. I've done that on the show. But on this occasion, they deserve that they haven't got sucked into the entertainment industry, as they should not as an amateur organisation. The All-Ireland Final is one of the best days you can have if you're going to look enough to go to Croke Park. So well done to the GAA for keeping the prices at £100, I would say.
Personally. Yeah, and even the way they distribute the tickets through the clubs.
Yeah.
I think is...
Season tickets. It's... You just can't rock up. And look, that doesn't mean there are going to be really genuine supporters who are disappointed.
Well, we have a very genuine Mayo supporter on our team, Kathleen, who's our producer, and she goes to every Mayo game. She went to New York when they played a couple of years ago in New York. And she is without a ticket. So it is our mission here on the Hard Shoulder to get a ticket for Kathleen.
And she's pretty devo at the moment, even though you keep saying, one will turn up, one will turn up.
We will get her one. But if anyone has a spare one out
this is Wednesday.
Okay. This is
she is fully genuine.
A proper Mayo fan, never misses a game.
Died in the wool.
And that is unfortunate at times. But then again, like, there are people who are volunteering for clubs, say, in counties, they'll never get to a All-Ireland final, I suppose. So it's hard to get your hands on a ticket.
That idea of giving it through the clubs, I think, is the right way to go.
I'll join that mission.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll keep our ears open, and we have a hashtag Get Kathleen to Croker campaign starting right now, obviously. Thank you for that, JD.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.